Day 30, March 19th. Today's reflection is based on Mark, chapter 8, verse 27 through chapter 9, verse 1, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Peter Sutton, class of 2024. Today we find ourselves 30 days into the season of Lent. As we close in on the finish line, this is a good time to reflect on whether we have run with endurance the race that has been set before us. Hebrews 12:1. Here at First Scots Presbyterian in Charleston, South Carolina, we have been exploring this verse with reference to the great cloud of witnesses that have gone before us in this historic Lowcountry setting. As we prepare for our 300th anniversary at First Scots, our aim is to plan for the next 300 years, but at the same time hold fast to the strong foundations which others have put in place to help us to continue our witness in the city. In many ways, today's passage from Mark's Gospel is engaged in the same process. Peter's answer to the question, "Who do you say I am?" is one very much of the present time, and indeed anticipates the future. Peter's is an idealized sense of the Messiah, which wishes to cut the corners of this race and bypass having to endure the hardships of Holy Week. Many worshipers joyfully celebrate Palm Sunday, and do so again a week later on Easter Day, without necessarily exploring the week that the two bookend. The resurrection is embraced without paying due reverence to all those who have gone before, none more so than Christ. The next verse in the Gospel, 9:2, leaves us in no doubt about the need to acknowledge our roots. As Christ prepares to set his gaze on Jerusalem, he does so through the Transfiguration, with Elijah and Moses by his side. May we, too, find strength for the journey that lies ahead by drawing on the witness of those who have gone before us. Today's Prayer. Dear Lord, as Christ prepares to set his gaze on Jerusalem, may we set our gaze on him, acknowledging his perseverance, his ability to endure on our behalf, and the strength he drew from those who had gone before him, your true and trusted servants whom we seek to follow. Amen.